What's up, people? Is it playing?
Pamwagasa.
Pamwagasa? Pamwagasa?
Pamwagasa?
Pamwagasa? What was the slang version from it?
Pamuna.
Pamuna?
Pamuna?
Have you eaten? That's how Koreans... So we were told by a pretty reliable source.
They greet each other saying that instead of saying hi.
Right, they say, have you eaten? Like, have you eaten yet? Instead of saying hi. Like, hi, how are you? They say, hi, have you eaten? So yeah, hi everybody.
Hi.
Pamwagasa. Have you eaten?
That's our American way of saying it. If you're Korean.
Sorry.
And you hear any of this garbage, please feel free to correct us.
Oh, anytime, all the time.
I'm learning the best I can.
Right? Absolutely. DIY, learning it, listening. Shit, son of a bitch. I just yanked my headphones off my head there for a second. This is volume 30, Flirty and Thriving.
Hey.
Streaming Sundays. It is a Tuesday, but that's okay. And this is episode 7 of She Freak. Right?
Happy birthday.
Right? So this weekend was a hard weekend, but it's okay. And
it
I had people...
It was my boyfriend's birthday.
But right. But I had people send us... I said, send, like, comforting songs, right? So the first few songs are going to be, like, real emo,
right,
bro.
I cried a lot.
It's okay.
I cried a lot.
The first few songs are going to be real fucking emo.
Sick.
And that's
all
right.
I love this.
Go off.
I don't know how to say it.
I think it's Aether. Aether.
Okay. A-E-T-H. Wait, it's something else.
Will Become of Us, right?
Gotcha.
By Aether. And Ruby Netherwood sent us this.
I'm not Ruby. Ruby's my friend.
Thank you, Ruby. And he is said visually impaired. He's from Scotland.
Nice.
And his, I think it's all instrumental from what I saw. But his, some of the songs had like Japanese artwork, and there were really cool titles, and it just looked really dope. So he, you know, uses sound as his visual.
That's beautiful, dude.
Right? Right? I can't remember what his real name is, but did I say Scotland?
Mm.
I'm pretty sure that's what it said in his bio. He's from Scotland.
The dissonance in this.
Right. It's beautiful. I listened to the whole song when I was putting the playlist together the other day, and I was just like, wow. Music like this, I keep hitting my teeth on the microphone, but dude, it's a
wow.
It's so vibey.
This makes me feel everything
right. So yeah, I thought it was really dope. I knew that you would dig it, because
it sounds like something I would
make,
right? yeah like something I would build,
right?
These the what's the word,
industrial
drum noises.
Yes,
the clips, and like I love that shit,
right? No,
I just
I
bought a bunch of samples that are like all organic noises, but mm-hmm. they're
like
industrial noises.
I'm hitting my garbage can.
Yeah, or I'm
this is my noise.
Clinking a glass.
Right. Like. Glasses clinking, glass clinking. But yeah, Aether.
Stunning. I'm going
I think
to be
that's how you would say it.
I'm gonna be investigating
Aether.
This discography.
I know Scotland, like, some Scottish words are really wild, like Welsh words, like, they're just a bunch of letters muddled together, and you're just like, cool, gesundheit.
Like goobergash.
Yeah, I don't even know, bro.
Goobergash.
I don't even know, bro. But, so yeah, this is gonna be a very, like, the first few songs, like I said, super chill kind of stuff, and then we're gonna hit it into some uplifting K-pop.
Nice.
Because I like being comforted by K-pop.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
This is
noise. By Crywolf.
Oh, okay. See, Sarah Logan
Baby.
Sent us a Crywolf song called Bedroomized. I could not find it on Spotify. I was like, what the fuck? it's not on here. So I went through and listened to several songs, Sarah.
Torvthelass.
And he has a complete, like, remix album, like, reimagined by certain people, certain, like, I'm going to guess, like, DJs or stuff like that, or people who just remix songs.
Holy shit.
I thought this one was dope. I don't remember what one I picked, though.
It sounds like Mephistophysis, like that word.
Yeah, meth.
Is it meth?
No, Mephistopheles. That's what it is. Oblivion reimagined by
Ian.
Was it Ian or Ivan? Ian Monroe. I do believe Ian Monroe reimagined. But yeah, Cry Wolf.
I fucking love this.
See, I thought it was dope too. Like the reimagined stuff, the remix stuff, I really enjoyed. Not that I didn't like the other stuff, but
like,
I heard this one.
1,000 points to whatever your Harry Potter houses are.
Fuck yeah.
Ruby and
I'm
Sarah.
Ravenclaw.
I'm Slytherin.
You are genuinely Slytherin. I didn't believe
through it. Through and through,
Nikki
bitch.
Nikki said before we took the Pottermore test, which is the only test that matters because J.K. Rowling created it, she's like, I'm going to be Slytherin. I know I'm Slytherin. And I'm like, no way. No way.
Because
and she took the test and sure as fuck, Nikki is Slytherin.
The story goes that when I went to Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Me
and
Malfoy fell in love.
Right.
And by fault, I think he got me in.
Okay.
But I honestly think at heart I'm for sure Slytherin.
No, you're Slytherin, for sure. Like, reading the description, definition of Slytherin, you are Slytherin. And I am Ravenclaw through and through, dude.
I'm the light side
to Slytherin
of Malfoy.
See, I thought you were going to be... I wonder if you took it again today,
right?
If it would be different.
Might
because
be a little different.
You may almost be like...
What Luna is?
No, Luna is Ravenclaw. I would think that you may be more Hufflepuff now.
Why?
Because they're gentle souls.
Bullshit!
But just stick with Slytherin. You can evolve as a human being. There were good Slytherins.
Well, here's the thing. Like, do you go to Hogwarts, like, freshman, junior, senior, summer?
You
like,
start... They started middle school age, so 11.
So could you ever change houses?
I don't think so, no. Once you're sorted, you're there. You are lifelong.
Okay.
That's a good question. I don't know. Can you defect?
Because from a sixth grader,
yeah,
to even just a freshman, like junior, sophomore,
right?
You're in a change, and you could like become,
dude. You could become bad. But bad is bad regardless of what house you're in.
Aww,
bro, this is my pick. Because then I switched it to like send a like fall songs.
Nice.
And dude, I don't know. Well, I do know why. Kids in the Way always feels like this record especially is just the record I want to listen to in fall. We saw them a lot in fall.
Bro,
actually.
We did. I feel
back
like
in the day.
Davey always.
I know why.
He kind of exuded fall, like the comfort of.
Well, it was just emo.
Fall.
Every fucking emo loves fall, dude. This is Safety in the Darkness.
I don't like fall.
Just in case you don't know. But the reason why it's so nostalgic for fall is because when we went and saw them
in
Mount... No. Mount Pleasant. Outside. It was cold.
Yeah.
But it was September, I think. I think it was in September. And they were having an outside show... In fall, in
right?
Central Michigan.
Those boys were steaming.
They were
dude.
Steaming.
I remember.
Okay. So fall became magical, right? Because that night, I think I was 16 or 17. I can't remember.
I was 13. For
were
sure.
you 13?
Yes.
I thought you were 14.
I don't know.
Anyways, we were teenagers. We were children. And so our parents always took us to shows, right? And so we met them after, and
we met up with them beforehand, though, remember?
That's right.
And we saw the parade, and you and Davey traded.
We traded Mardi Gras beads.
Mardi Gras beads, because he wanted
gold.
Gold.
No, or were they purple?
I got purple, because I have, I still have the gold ones in my room somewhere.
Nice. I can see this.
Dude, I remember now, okay.
I remember, like, what everyone was wearing.
Right?
But specifically Davey.
Mom and Dad took everyone out to eat afterwards. We went to motherfucking Applebee's and got quesadilla burgers.
Motherfucker.
Right? Ugh. And just had a night in September with Kids in the Way.
Yeah.
And that's why
that, like, became our thing.
Dude, right?
As teenagers. Like, who the fuck? Like, I told Jesse this, like, not just, like, if a family I didn't know, like,
right,
came to a show with their two kids,
right,
and they're like, we really want to take you out to eat, we want to take care of you,
yeah,
and like help, like just bless you by paying, like, for shit, I'd be,
why,
like,
why do you want to murder me?
Are you yeah, what's the fucking catch?
What's the catch?
Like, are you some, oh, like, butt kisses, you know what,
right,
I mean?
The butt kisses from, yeah, It Takes Two.
Like, we're gonna get,
we just collect children.
Yeah. Mm.
Ooh. But, yeah, that's why, fall and Kids in the Way.
Bro.
But I do think we drove down to Ohio in, was that November?
Yeah, dude.
To see them?
I remember that drive.
I barely remember that drive. I can't believe our parents drove us 6 hours to see Kids,
bro,
in the Way.
How cool.
Right? We have great parents who took,
I mean,
us to,
bitch,
shows,
bitch, now
and
we're
shit,
driving international just to see BTS.
Right,
so, like,
dude,
fuck,
give me
off,
a break. We drive everywhere. Driving is, like,
they taught us.
Our life. Whoops, God. Oh. Bye, pin.
Wow. Dropping shit.
Bye, pin. So, yeah, good times, man.
Dude, Kids in the Way is, like,
everything.
Our roots, man.
Our roots, man. I can listen to Kids in the Way, like, all the time. I used to listen to Kids in the Way all the time.
Bro, it was Kids for you, but it was Emery for me. Once Mom got me the question,
mm-hmm,
I was 14.
It was just ingrained. Those records are just, like, ingrained in me forever.
Same.
I have the artwork tattooed on me.
I have yet to get a lot of important,
yeah, important people, importances
engraved on me.
I've got you engraved on me.
This is
that's a line.
Girl in Red. Well, you got paper right there.
I do have paper.
We fell in love in October.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
T sent us this.
Oh, Tati.
And I was like, this is fucking perfect because I think she sent this on Jimin's birthday.
Jimin!
So I was like, oh my god, I think Jimin would love this song.
He would.
Thank you, because I already forgot what I said. Nikki's writing down what I just said. It's a good thing this is recorded, though. But, I was like, this is very, like, so indie, so vibey.
This actually kind of sounds like a song JK would use for Golden Closet. Like, just a really light, beautiful video. Hey, JK, here's your song. Here's your next song.
Also, motherfucker has tattoos on him.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
No, he doesn't.
Oh,
it's
my
fake.
God. No, it's
fake.
Not fake, dude. The
he's
sleeve
lying.
Is not.
Bro, until
no,
he's
sleeve,
like,
bro.
Until his ass is sitting there with the mic and he's like, I have tattoos.
Right.
Like, and
show
showing
me.
Them.
Show me.
Are you kidding me?
I'm so excited.
We all know Jimin has a tattoo,
exactly.
But, like, there's been no, like, yes, here it is.
Right, I know. But they're, like, they're on his arm and his hands. Like, he can't hide
all
it
know,
much longer.
All I know is, like,
I'm excited.
The kid's happy about
I'm
it.
I'm so excited.
Let him
I can't wait to
do
see,
whatever he wants.
I can't wait to see what they are. Like,
he's
what
he's a
each
baby
one is.
Dean.
Shut up,
like,
bro.
Bitch. Dean, I love Dean.
Love Dean? Are you kidding me?
Dean's incredible.
You kidding me?
I shouldn't say bitch.
Dude,
I shouldn't curse
endearing.
As often as I do.
Dude.
But it's like, it's an exclamation.
Exactly.
Like, oh, snap.
Right. Oh, snap, bitch. Right? There's an intention behind it. It's meant to be mostly endearing. Like, the different tones. Different tones of bitch.
Yes. All different
Whereas
tones.
This one means...
No, like, here's the thing. I don't know... Actually,
it's so dry.
I do know where it came from, what you're sitting right in front
I
of.
I know, I'm sitting in front of the heater.
In Home Alone, right?
Home Alone.
When little Kev's like, Buzz, your girlfriend, woof.
Yes.
Okay, but I've adopted saying woof to, like, attracted people. Attracted people? I don't know how to fucking...
Attractive.
What is talk?
Attractive.
So, like, you see someone who's saucy. Also, sauce. Like, when someone is just fine as all get out, just go, sauce.
Oh, boy.
Do it.
I can't.
You know how...
I will not.
You know how What's-Her-Face was like, oh, that's so fat, chaha. And they're like, no, Gretchen, that's dumb. I'm right. Like, nah, bitch. He's the sauce, woof, all right?
He's the sauce, woof.
So, it's whatever. Don't talk to me.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
This is Turnover.
T sent this one as well.
Dizzy on the come down.
Right? I really liked it. I really enjoy this, just, like, super chill indie music.
There was a song by Turnover.
I've never heard of this band before that I knew that
I think it's called
think?
Still.
I was like, I think we created
something.
Like Twilight. It's a soundtrack. Like a lot of these songs sounded like they could be in
nice.
Twilight.
Nice.
You know? Dude, because whether you like the films or not, they had fucking awesome soundtracks.
Oh yeah, they put their money into what was important.
Bro, those are fall movies. What the F?
Yes.
Watch Twilight for fall. I haven't watched Twilight in like sat down
They're
and
so
watched Twilight.
To watch.
They're so painful. But
like everyone's constipated,
dude.
They can't get their lines out without being like,
ugh, I love you. No, dude. A time, bro.
Like open your mouth when you talk.
Oh no, a time, dude.
Everybody.
I'm just hyped that. Robbie P's gonna be Batman, and everyone got
pissed.
Yes. Nerdy boys got so pissed about it, and I'm just like, hell yes, I am here for this. He'll be brilliant.
Oh.
And I just read that Zoe Kravitz is gonna be Batwoman or Catwoman.
Oh
excuse
shit!
Me. Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Damn.
So it's gonna be a time. So yeah, watch Dang. Twilight.
Twilight.
You punched
a fish.
You punched a fish.
That's all I think of when I hear Twilight. Why did you punch a fish?
You punched a fish? That's amazing. That was amazing. That was a time in our teen years, a cultural movement, dude.
Oh.
Nothing hit like
bad,
Twilight.
Bad
bro.
Lip readings, though.
I need a drink of water. It's so dry in
Oh,
here.
Wow.
You're gonna make it, bro?
No.
You ever talk through a burp?
What?
How goofy that sounds. Like you try to stop, but you just can't.
Bro, all that just fell right out your mouth.
What?
Because you're talking about talk burping.
Talk burping?
Talk burping.
Turping?
Oh, God.
Lol. We still need pumpkins. What the fuck?
We do, man.
What the hell is wrong with us? It's like October the 15th and we still don't have pumpkins yet. I feel like a heathen.
Nah. We'll get pumpkins
because
I want pumpkin seeds.
Dude, I was craving those.
Ooh.
When fun story.
Oh.
When we our mom has been talking about how good it is to just chew on some kush.
Yeet.
Like sprinkle that shit on your popcorn because it is anti-inflammatory.
Well,
so she's like,
just
eat it. Just eat
leaves.
A piece.
Using the leaves.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? So, you know, we indulged in such, and Nikki
was
like...
I didn't like it. It fucked me up a little bit.
Dude, it did nothing to me.
That's because you're like... Your body's just more resilient.
I got more fat than Nikki,
absorbent.
So it just burns it.
Bullshit.
It absorbs
I got chubs.
Fuck off.
Dude, I will truffle.
I got chubs.
I will truffle shuffle right now, bitch. Oh my God, are you shitting me?
I'm so scared.
No,
right
you
now.
Sent this.
I didn't think. I just did it for shits, dude. I was not trying to be that bitch.
Anyways, Nikki was like, it's like chewing on a pumpkin seed outside, and then I really wanted pumpkin
sunflower
seeds.
I said sunflower seeds.
Right? So this is Nikki's song.
I am so scared right now.
Why?
I just got nervous as fuck.
Why? It's not like I haven't heard this.
I know.
Several times. Bro, let the people indulge.
That doesn't even sound like me.
Excuse me.
Bro, it's all you. It's all you, bro.
You said it. There's too much.
I called your bluff.
There's too much to.
You don't gotta. I told you it was gonna be moody. I told you the first hunk was gonna be super moody. And then it's gonna get real hype after this. I think. I don't know if there's another moody song coming out or if it's like. Oh, excuse me.
Nice.
I didn't mean to do that.
Turpin breath.
Turpin.
But you just didn't continue to talk.
It's so dry in here.
This is me singing. This is my.
Tell us what your name is.
My name is Lost.
This is the first artist on She Freak Podcast Yo. Interview. What's up? Hi, my name's
Jessie.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
What's the meaning behind your name?
I hate that question.
How'd you come up with your name?
I was going to go by Windows for the longest
dude,
time.
Dude, that's right. I'm fucking turning this off.
But
I can't. It's too dry.
Windows Microsoft tried to sue me. So I was like, Saws, I won't do that.
Saws, I won't do that.
I actually... I rescued a bird.
Mm-hmm.
And not really rescued. I rescued a dead bird.
You buried. You gave a dead bird a burial.
Yes. And I named...
You tried to sell our dead bird to a blind kid? Sorry, continue.
I named the bird Found.
Oh.
And then I felt like I was lost.
Okay.
Because loss is a good thing sometimes.
Okay. Right.
Not all the time. But where I was at in my life...
Mm-hmm.
There was tons of loss
going on. Like. Also, wasn't that Johnny's cat's name?
Yes. Yes.
I remember you
Holy
telling me that.
Shit, yes. Don't make me cry.
No, I'm not making you cry. I'm just like, right. So that was, you went with it.
Yeah, oh my God.
Right? Also, shout out me. I named the song.
Also, shout out Jesse. Loss, it's loss in English and in Korean.
Right.
So don't. You don't have to try.
How do you pronounce it?
Sunshil?
Sunshil. Lost Sunshil. So it's like loss.
Yeah, essentially. I just wanted Koreans to be able to know it too.
Right.
Because they matter more.
Dope.
They're superior.
Oh, man.
I'll talk about the song another day.
No, that's. I mean, you can talk about it.
I don't know how to talk.
You can talk about it because, you know, just talk about it. So just talk about it.
Okay. I'll talk about it. The song came
this is
about.
A nice song though.
It's by an artist called SYML, Fear of the Water.
This sounds like it'd be on Twilight.
Aye.
Continue.
No peace. I was going to call it Saws for the longest time.
Yeah.
But that's too...
British.
Yeah.
We're not British.
It didn't carry the same meaning as...
What it meant.
No peace.
Right.
One piece.
Thank you, Junebug.
It's about... putting someone before you.
Mm-hmm.
And... allowing it to damage
in not a good way
you.
Though right
yes.
In not a positive way,
always taking second,
like putting others before yourself,
yes,
but not in a good way,
no,
in an unhealthy way where you're constantly like changing yourself for them,
right,
coming in second, like
right.
You said,
and honestly, like I've been waiting for people to be like, what
Wow, you used that word.
Mm-hmm.
That big scary word.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize it at the time. I was mad. I was super mad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting high, like in my room. So I was like, I win by lighting up now. Like I was beating my problem by getting high and letting my high just kind of
relax you.
Yeah, take it. It was taking me out of the situation.
Right.
Whether that's okay or not.
It was
better than what I wanted to do.
Exactly. It's better than everyone needs different things to cope with their depression, with their anxiety. If you can do it in a natural way, go for it.
Yes.
I don't want to say like fuck synthetic drugs because some people need it.
Yeah.
But if you can still cope with a natural herb,
right?
That is what marijuana is.
Yes.
Take your conservative ass and bring it into the 21st, 2019 century, and it's helping people.
Right.
You know?
And
it's medical grade. It's not.
Right.
And whatever. Smoke weed if you want to smoke weed, too.
If something helps you positively, fucking do it.
Like, yeah.
I don't care what it is. If it's not causing harm to you or to anyone else.
If you don't have to taint your body with a synthetic man-made drug that is going to have negative side effects to your health, smoke weed.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry.
I'm like trying to think of like what I'm even addressing in the song.
Right. I mean, it's self-explanatory, but in a poetic way.
I've had a few people reach out and tell me how strong I sound, just in a mental way, not
really
like singing, but how they sensed a sense of strength on my end.
That's dope.
Which until changed the meaning of the song for me.
That's really cool. I love it when that happens.
The song had a very, very different meaning from the beginning of it to the end of it.
Yeah.
And I was very prideful and hateful and just being an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But then it very much became a realization of being like, wow, sorry, it wasn't you.
Yeah.
Like, thought it was going to be you.
Right. Like, you weren't the missing piece.
Yeah.
You thought I needed,
and that was not the line originally.
Really,
it was I. Sorry, you weren't the missing piece I thought I needed.
Right. No, I love.
And the like, second I changed
the missing piece, you thought I needed.
Yeah,
it carries more weight to it.
So there's a little. Little TED Talk.
Backstory. Dude, this song
is super M.
This is super M, dude.
This is my best.
Too fast. Too fast.
This is my best friend Mark Lee,
dude. They debuted at number one.
Hell yes.
Also, they had 7 different versions of the album to buy with packages.
Fuck.
Bundles. That's how you do it,
Just have, like...
They were so jazzed.
Grands and grands of money we want
Fuck.
To let you have fun with. What do you want to do?
Dude, right? Dude, I wish.
Bro.
I pray.
Dude, our merch would be so fire.
Dude, y'all be dripping in like designer style shit. Just pay us, man.
We just have like a tiny HYH on the front on like some Gucci t-shirts.
Right? Oh my god. Oh my god. Whoops. No, you're all right. But yeah, they were so jazzed that they made number one on the Billboard 200. And the fact that Taemin got that as well is just like so amazing. Taemin deserves it.
I'm sure his brothers are very proud.
Dude,
I would
hope so. I would hope so. Dude, once Shiny's back, those boys are gonna take over. They're gonna show everyone like, listen, this is K-pop OG.
Linda. I'm done arguing with you.
Oh my god. But yeah, dude, they have like virtual reality shirts. Like their merch.
Bro.
So fucking dope. Like you buy the shirt, right?
It's basically there's an Pokemon Go on a fucking shirt.
Right, yeah. It is. No, you buy the shirt. You open the app. I don't know if it's like their own app or if it's a filter or something. And then you hold it up to the shirt and the shirt becomes like an animated piece of art.
A moving picture.
Yeah.
Also, the song literally speeds up.
I know. It weirded me the fuck out.
I know. And I was like, this is brilliant. Wait, it's going faster.
I thought it was going to get faster and faster and then just like burn out.
It's such a jam, dude. Bro. The record is so good.
I'm mad jealous.
Dude, it's tight.
At how good.
How good it
everything
is.
Everything they like.
I mean, it has to be good. Like, that's the thing. That's the whole point. It has to be good.
Hearing Mark talk about it.
Yeah.
I
fucking love Mark.
Dude, I'm just so impressed at how he's grown by being in this group.
Right? It's beautiful.
And because he's not the leader.
He's not.
But he carries.
And he's the youngest.
A leadership, like, role.
Right.
But it's mostly because he speaks
English.
The most fluent English.
Right.
And can communicate the quickest. Right.
No, he was so eloquent in the way. He didn't use or like whole bunch. Like, he still did.
Yeah.
But I was so proud of him in that. It was the Beats interview.
He did so good. I was, like, the proudest friend ever. I was like, Nachingo Mark Lee.
Oh, man. That kid is something pretty incredible. They all are.
Bro.
This is Monsta X.
Hell
Someone,
yes.
Someone. And I just, when I heard this song, this is the Monsta X that I love.
Yes.
I love their softer side. They are the biggest goofballs.
They are goobers.
It's beautiful.
They're goobers and babies, but
dude,
in the
most beautiful
way.
But yeah.
Like, you wouldn't expect
Wonho to be a baby. Wonho is just
Wonho is
protect Wonho
is the babiest baby.
But yeah.
But he looks like a fucking.
He looks like he'd fuck you up.
Yeah, he's like a miniature
he's buff.
Hulk. He's so perfectly
so
cut.
Buff.
Wow, like.
Yeah.
Everybody, just go search Wonho and appreciate like everything about him,
right?
And all of them
they're the softest honeys, and one of them's name is Honey.
Yes, Honey. And he went to Starbucks one day,
yeah,
and they were like, what's your name? And he goes, Honey. And then he got his cup back and it said Honey,
right?
And he's like, oh my god, it was
amazing.
The cutest shit I ever saw.
That was
his
very
reaction
cute.
To it.
It was so cute. But yeah, this song's in all in English.
Blast.
Which they've been killing the English
dude.
Songs, man. Didn't you say the dude from Cripes? Fuck, what are they called?
Before You Exit?
Yeah, Before You Exit.
Yes, Riley.
He wrote that?
He helped write that. I do believe.
Okay.
I remember reading he posted something and I was like, no fucking shit.
Yeah, totally can hear
brother.
It. Totally can hear it.
Oh, this is our boy Harry.
Harry fucking Styles.
Bro, let's just
light up.
Out,
light up. Okay, the promotion. He an hour before. No one knew. There was
no
promotion.
I knew.
There was no promotion for this song. Okay. An hour before they dropped it, he started promoting it. An hour before they dropped it.
Yeah.
He started promoting it, and it hit. It went number one, like, overnight. Holy God in heaven. I had to listen to it as soon as it was, you know, kicking. Nikki had went to sleep, and I was like, I got it. It, like, popped up in my YouTube, and I was like, I got it. In the video, I was just like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Dude. A fucking gem.
Dude, Harry Styles. I had to get over the One Direction thing, like, earlier. When Sign of the Times came out, I was like, whoa.
I didn't ever, like, allow that to be, like, a hindrance. He was his own person.
Oh, absolutely. But like, I never liked One Direction.
Oh,
like, never. But, this boy's tone is insane. Absolutely insane. I love his voice.
Yes.
Thank God One Direction is no more. And he was able to do this. Even though, no. You know what? One Direction did its job. It did what it needed to do so that way they could all do what they wanted to do in the beginning and be solo artists.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they were a cultural phenomenon as well.
True.
You know, they took over the freaking world. I just didn't like the music. It was whatever. It's whatever. You know what? I would probably enjoy it now.
I'm sure we could go back and, like, find a few gems.
Right?
But
yeah, this song is dope. The video is dope.
The melody
throughout
the whole damn song just pisses me off.
I love the two different parts of it, too. Like, this part, and then the, I'm not ever going back, like, I love the verses, like, the very distinct difference, excuse me.
It's,
but
like, two different, it's almost like the song has a feature, like, it's a song within a song.
It's so dope, but it goes together perfectly. It's just so cool.
This is Baby.
This is Hwasong-woon's new song. I think it's for a drama. I think. It was so beautiful. I loved it, though. I love Hwasong-woon's voice, too. What's it called?
Dream of a Dream.
Dream of a Dream. Right?
I love him.
I adore him. He just posted on Instagram, and I'm just like, ah, Hwasong-woon.
He's doing good.
He's doing real good. I mean, yeah, him and Jimin went on vacation together. How could you not be doing good?
The dream.
The dream.
To go on a vacay with both of them.
Whoa.
And share clothes. I just want to share clothes, dude. My whole outfit besides my fucking shoes are not my clothes.
Nice.
I would rather wear someone else's clothes.
These are all mine.
Besides your shirt.
That's true. Dream of a dream.
Wow.
Dream of a dream.
A king. Dude. Ow.
I love Hwasong-woon.
Dude. The kid is just like pure joy.
For real, dude. He's an angel.
He is.
He's a real life angel sent from heaven. Bro, do you know Hwasong-woon?
Excuse me. Like, there was all this interaction between him and Jimin at like award shows and stuff, and they're like,
calm down, bitches. You and thirsty, like, bitches. Sorry.
Realizing who he is now, I would have been so much more like devastated in a good way.
Right.
Seeing their interaction.
Right.
It initially be like Jessie and I being in two separate K-pop girl groups and like having to communicate across the room.
Right.
And then like initially meeting and just like I would be Jimin.
Oh, okay.
Because he like falls all over him. And it was like
Hwasong-woon was in 101.
Yeah.
Just you know.
With Baechi and
Ung. Oh god.
Our new boy.
Our moment 18 baby. Dude, that show came out of nowhere and
bro,
just
messed me up, bro.
Dude, moment at 18. See, it's like three different titles. Moment of 18, moment at 18, and then I've seen it as just at 18. So the Korean translation of it must be like three different things in English.
It can mean three different things.
Essentially, they're high school. They're age 18. And the pressures of kids in South Korea for school.
It's not okay.
Is unhealthy. And how these kids get through it, like dealing with physical and mental abuse from parents. Mm-hmm. And how a brand new green homeroom teacher steps in and like just is the hero for these kids to be themselves and just supports them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect to connect on such a deep level.
It's a beautiful story.
It's so
beautiful.
Wow,
that's it. Wow.
Yeah, I told you it was kind of a short one. It was a quickie. Yeah. But yeah, beautiful show. You can watch it on Viki. I think you can watch it for free. But you can pay like $4 for like every month for ad free, which is what I do. Cause I hate commercials, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, moment. I think it's moment of 18 on Viki, I do believe. Or just moment at 18. Mm. At, It'll come up. It'll come up either
if there's
way.
If there's a description box or something in within this, you can leave it.
Oh, true. True. It was just a really good show. If you don't mind reading subtitles,
yeah,
and you want something that's just like, it was, it's funny, it's deep, it made me cry several times.
Yes.
The characters, the kids are just so beautiful and honest and wholesome, and it was just really great. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it very much. So yeah, that is the
end of Tight Touch.
Episode 7, Volume 30, which you can go listen to on Spotify right now. If you just need some chill vibes,
yeah,
go pick out some of those artists. There's some really good stuff in there. And so I think now that we're all caught up with ourselves, I'm going to start putting out the vibe for songs on like Saturday evenings.
Yeah.
So it'll carry over to Sunday, but the playlist will be built on Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah. So, send us what you've been listening to this weekend and drink some apple cider, do the white bitch shit, and just go eat some donuts and pick some apples. Just enjoy the fall colors. Yeah. If you get that where you live, we get it where we live and it's beautiful. And we've been out driving around these past few days
looking at colors
because they've been just stunning, like literally stunning. And it's cool to see them on different days. Like on a sunny day, they look different compared to on a cloudy day.
Right.
Where you have like gray clouds as your backdrop with really bright, vibrant oranges, yellows, reds, and everything in between.
Yes.
It's so beautiful. I made the point on the drive home today, like they're essentially dying, but they're becoming beautiful in their death.
Yeah.
You know? And that, like, how crazy. Like our trees change colors with the seasons. Mm-hmm. You know, we should change colors with the seasons.
Yeah.
You know, I think we do too. I mean, whether it's for the good or not, you know.
We do.
We get paler in the winter.
We do it. We do it without
knowing. Without seeing
showing.
The beauty
it
of
doesn't,
it.
Doesn't always show outwardly for us.
Right. That is
or
very true.
Or obviously.
We just put a coat on.
Yeah.
You know, but I like hats and scarves and coats and boots.
Yes.
Style.
Sometimes.
Fashion. Also, sometimes. Before I forget, please come see us October 25th in Traverse City at Studio Anatomy, downtown on Front Street. Parallel drops. The whole thing drops on the 25th.
That night? That
yeah,
day?
Yeah, dude, that day. What do you think? You think I just do things on a whim?
Yes, I do.
There is a plan and a purpose
I know.
For everything. So yeah, Parallel drops on the 25th, and we're playing the release show in Traverse City. It is $5 to support y'all girls.
Please come.
Dude, please come. And yeah, it's gonna be a good time. We're playing the whole thing, which you still don't know what the whole thing is. You just think it's one song, don't
you? Yeah,
you
think it's just one thing?
Do you think it's just one song?
Is it?
Is it? We're playing the whole thing.
Is she?
Is she?
Who is she?
Who is she? But yeah, I think next week's playlist will be fun. There'll be some fun stuff in it. We'll get the laughs going again.
Yeah.
Even though last week's was fucking hilarious.
Last week's was out of control.
You know, this is just a chill. I keep breathing into
and
the microphone.
End of the day. Even though there's still so much left.
Even though there is so much left for us to do. We've got a freaking audio preview release we got to put together. We got fucking videos we got to put together. We're giving away all our secrets, man. There's still a few secrets left in store.
You know the secret, but you haven't heard any of the secrets.
Right? So get ready.
I would just like to dedicate this playlist to our angel Choi Jin Ri that we just lost.
Oh,
just because it's all such a soft...
Absolutely.
I don't know what... Like, I just...
Yeah.
All these songs made me think of her.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
I love her.
I do too. I do too.
I'm gonna write a song for her.
Do it. It's beautiful. And call it
Snow peach flower.
Flower.
No, snow pear flower.
Snow pear flower.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And we leave you with, what is this song?
Cry Wolf.
Tight.
Nice.
Thank you guys, as always, for listening and for sending us your music, for actually taking time to engage with any content
we post.
Thank you
for comforting us.
Right. That was very kind of people to send songs. You know,
that's really important.
We picked a few that...
If you hear a song that makes you think of somebody, send it to them. Ooh. Just do it. Like, that's almost more intimate than being like, I love you.
Yeah, to you me. Know.
That's saying I love you.
You might just get a load of songs. Be careful. Be careful.
I might not listen to them all.
Also, don't be a creep.
Yeah, don't be a creep about... I'm saying this
friends. I'm just kidding.
Friends
but
and
also,
friends.
I'm not kidding about being
but
a creep.
Also,
don't be
like,
a fucking creep.
If any of my crushes want to hit me with... some jams, because I've hit you with jams.
Oh, boy. Dropping the tea.
I won't name names.
I've hit you with jams.
Hit me with jams. But, like, yeah.
Yeah, all right, cool. All right. We're going to stop before we just obnoxiously continue.
That was me hitting the mic on my head, just nice. So you know. Very gently.
That was my hand. When people are like, is this on? Don't ever do that. Don't check a microphone by hitting it. And don't blow into it. Just speak. It's there to amplify your voice, not your fucking head.
All right. And that it brings us to our last of the last.
Thank you guys for listening. We love you. Get through the rest of your week.
Yes.
Have a good weekend. Watch Watch Hocus Pocus. Watch fucking Dracula from 1931.
Coraline.
Nightmare Before Christmas, Corpse Bride. Watch, Coco.
Yeah, Coco's fucking fire, y'all.
Watch also Kubo. Watch Kubo.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.